My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're joined right now by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. All right, Baldy, BT and Sal, pleasure to have you as well. The Giants, to me, showed improvement from week one to week two, but obviously becoming the first team in NFL history to score three touchdowns, not allow a touchdown, to lose in regulation. So that was a bad sight there. What'd you make of Brian Daboll and his Giants in week two in Washington?
Well, they were much better. I mean, it'd be good if they had a guy that could make an extra point. You know, they wouldn't be in that situation. So, I mean, that's just a cluster all by itself. But, no, they played much better. I mean, Devin Singletary ran the ball. They pushed, the Commanders around pretty good up front. The group played really well. We saw some of the talent of Malik Nabers. He's a special player. He showed that on Sunday. And, you know, I don't know, the last time they fed a receiver 18 times in a game, it's a shame he dropped that last one, but he was really good. Daniel Jones played better, much better than he did week one. And so, but it's disappointing all the way around. But no question, they were much better this past weekend.
Baldy, why couldn't they get off the damn field? Like, I get the bend, don't break, but to the point of seven freaking field goals, the Giants' defense should be better than that. I'm sorry, Kayvon Thibodeau, Burns, whatever it may be. Why couldn't they get off the field against Washington?
But he couldn't stop the run at all. I mean, you know, Brian Robinson Jr., Jaden Daniels, I mean, they ran the ball at will. They had a lot of explosive runs in there, together. That was a big part of it. And then, Jaden Daniels right now, I mean, he's kind of a one-read guy. If the ball comes out, if it's not there, he's looking to scramble or to run. And so it's kind of hard to get home. I thought Burns and Thibodeau played a little bit better in some of the red zone plays where they kept him out of the end zone. But they really, they really couldn't impact the game as quickly as he was getting rid of the ball or taking off with it. And so, it's a young secondary, and so they get themselves out of position quite a bit. They don't have a lot of veterans back there right now, and that's a little bit of a problem for them. They had a problem covering Zach Ertz in that game, guys that could match up with him. And, they hit him a number of times for first downs to extend drives. But regardless, I mean, good red zone defense, but to score as many times as they did in a row and not get off the field, I mean, nobody wants that on the resume.
Baldy, let me ask you this. Big picture here. You've seen both games, the film, the schedule, what awaits. If I said, all right, more likely the Giants, win 8 or 9 games and make it interesting, or they pick top 5 in the draft. Right now, what would you say?
To get to 9 wins right now, I think it would be tough. They don't have a lot of depth on the team. They have a lot of youth. It would be a better coaching job this year to get to 8 or 9 wins than it did 2 years ago when they made the playoffs and won a playoff game. I believe they don't have Saquon. You know, that was a big part of that success. I'm not knocking Singletary or anybody else there, but I mean, he's not Saquon. And so I don't think Daniel Jones is going to run for 800 yards plus like he did 2 years ago. So I would say more likely it will be less than 8 or 9 wins. I don't know if it's going to be top 5 because I think they're going to win some games.
Okay.
Although this is pretty desperate this weekend.
Yeah, and these are two games that, you know, the spread was basically, you know, not quite a pick 'em, but right in the neighborhood. Now they're 7-point dogs. Not that you can't win, but it does get, it stiffens up a bit. So the film, you know, you're a New York guy. The pressure and some of the noise around Dable is growing. Joe Shane, obviously, his job is done for the season because the draft is over. But what are you seeing on film with some of his draft picks? And I don't even mean the big, big names. But do you think that Shane has brought in a lot of talent here so far?
Well, I mean, if you're picking at the top of the draft and you're taking Evan Neal, you're taking Kayvon Thibodeau at the top, you want those guys to actually, you know, impact the game. I mean, you can't get Evan Neal on the field. Some of it is injuries. That stuff happens. But it's not like, you know, Taliese Fuaga that I'm watching in New Orleans or Graham Barton, you know, I'm watching in Tampa, and they're like dominant players right now. But, you know, I mean, look, McFadden's on the field. When he's out there, you know, he's a good player. We got to see what this rookie class looks like right now. Malik Nabers certainly looks good. But, you know, Jalin Hyatt has been invisible. He's a third-round pick last year. You know, I'm not saying he can't play or he's not going to be a part of this, but he's been invisible in the first 2 weeks. Wandale has, you know, he's had some injuries. I mean, you're looking at the guys that they drafted right now. John Michael Schmitz is in there at center. You know, we'll see how it plays out. It's a little bit early on Theo Johnson and, you know, Tyron Tracy and Drew Phillips and some of the guys are out there this year. But, you know, in 3 drafts right now, you can't say that you found the new nucleus of this team at this point.
Yeah, and to me, that's a big part of the problem, not as much on Brian Daboll. BT and Sal on the Fan talking with Brian Baldinger. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. All right, Baldy, we've got 2 teams in town. The Jets were able to get a win on Sunday. The biggest concern to me is the defense. What did you see from this defense? I mean, look, they were talking about a great defense last year. They've gotten, you know, smashed here in the first 2 games of the season. Sal says it was a quick fix. I don't know about you. I didn't watch the film. You did. Did it seem to be fixed from week 1 to week 2, the defense?
Well, it was better. You know, Tennessee can run the ball. They ran it pretty good. Will Levis, you know, makes some boneheaded decisions, you know, for the second week in a row that really bailed him out. I mean, it was looking like it was going to be 14-0 there, you know, until that, you know, silly play by Levis. You know, they got a good play from Will McDonald. But last year, you know, they basically had 3 great rushers on every single good third down. They had Bryce Huff, they had Jermaine, they had Quinnen. Well, they don't have that now. And now Jermaine's done, and, you know, Bryce Huff is in Philadelphia. They just don't have that off the edge. Now, I don't know what's going to happen with Hassan Reddick. He probably has a little more leverage right now. And you lose C.J. Mosley, you lose your captain. You lose a great player, and you've lost him for parts of 2 games in a row now. Without C.J. Mosley, without Jermaine Johnson, without Huff or that third rusher, it's really tough. Now, Brandon Echols stepped in for D.J. Reed. I mean, he made a great, great interception. He defended a deep pass to Ridley, you know, in the final drive of the game, which could have changed the game. So, you know, they had some young guys that step up, but you can't replace C.J. Mosley and Jermaine Johnson if they're not out there.
No, there's no chance. You know, listen, I think, Baldy, that contrary to what I think we all thought coming in, I think the Jets are going to be an offense team first. What'd you see from Rodgers? What'd you see from some of the kids? Mike Williams shed the rust. I think the Jets are going to start putting up a lot of points. What do you think?
Well, we saw Braylon Allen. You see the difference he's going to make. You know, you could put both Braylon and Breece in the backfield right now. They scored all 3 touchdowns for him. You saw Breece out there against Kenneth Murray, the middle linebacker. As soon as Aaron Rodgers saw that, there wasn't anywhere else he was going on the field. And that was after Breece, you know, had a 30-yard run, which, you know, really popped. But I mean, the idea was to, you know, hopefully, you know, play with the lead and then put the big backs out there. Put Breece and Braylon out there. Let those guys pound you a little bit. They were better up front than they were week 1 last week. That's a good front in Tennessee. It's a good sign. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Braylon Allen got, you know, it was a great play. with Breece and Braylon in the backfield in the opening touchdown, where they put Breece in motion and kind of faked it to him and then set up a slow screen to Braylon Allen. And, you know, he finished it for a 12-yard touchdown on the slow screen. I mean, it was a nice job by both those guys. And I think they could be a really, really good 1-2 punch. And I think the more they play together up front, the better they're going to get. And if you get Mike Williams going, they have enough offensively to be a very good offense.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. You want to see the tight ends get involved a little bit more, more snaps for Williams, et cetera, although he had a great grab down the sideline at the end, very clutch. I think that one of the things that, you know, the average fan, including myself most times, you have a young running back, you're like, all right, kid, is he big? Is he strong? Is he fast? But can they chip block? Can they pick up the assignments? What'd you see from Allen on film in terms of doing things that maybe the average fan doesn't see that obviously matter?
Well, the first thing is, you know, any kid that comes out of Wisconsin, none of them catch a football. You know, I mean, they don't throw the backs, you know, in Wisconsin. They run the ball. And that's what all Wisconsin running backs are. And then they got to kind of show you that they can catch it. Just go down watching training camp and OTAs and stuff. Braylon Allen and Isaiah Davis, both of them, can catch the football. And so that's encouraging. Now, really, Braylon hasn't had enough snaps to see if he can do what we saw Bijan do last night, you know, really step up and chip block and protect your quarterback. We haven't seen enough reps from him yet. That remains to be seen what kind of protector he is. But I don't have any doubts with him in the passing game right now. He showed me in practice. He showed me last week. He could be a dependable receiver the way we know that Breece Hall already is.
Nice.
Boldy, how's Rodgers specifically? I know he's the oldest player in the league. To me, the decision-making is just as sharp as anything, and I know it's in comparison to the crap that we've seen with New York football in the last decade, but Rodgers just elite at that. What are you seeing from Aaron Rodgers at this point, two games back off of the injury last year?
Well, all that. I mean, the mental aspect and mental acuity of the game is as sharp as ever. You know, the dart that he threw last week to Mike Williams, or the week before to Alan Lazard. Not many guys can just throw that line drive, you know, and put it right on the spot. It's like T-ball for a six-year-old where he's putting that ball. The only one thing that you can say that when he does look 40 is when he's got to move, whether it's a bootleg, whether he's got to elude the rush. I don't know. I mean, maybe the Achilles is going to feel better as time goes on. I'm sure, like, it still feels a little sticky. It's basically a new joint. You got to get used to it. Probably doesn't have the same flexibility and escapability that he once had, but he's got to live with that. He's got to live with that and rely on the arm. And so, you know, that might get him in trouble a little bit. He might, you know, not throw five interceptions all season long the way he has in the past because he was so elusive and he was so good on the run. We might not get that Aaron Rodgers, but the Aaron Rodgers just surveying the defense, finding the weakness, finding the matchup that he's looking for. That part of the game, I don't think has slowed down or hasn't lost anything from that aspect.
No, there's no doubt. I mean, he just flicks the ball. It's beautiful. You know, you talk about a final thing I have for you, Baldy, like former Jet quarterbacks, and we're a little lazy and it's inaccurate. Like, we lump in like Darnold and Wilson. Sam Darnold was better than Zach, period. He was better as a rookie. Yeah. He played better football. The tape was better. He is off to a good start, man. So, you know, without going nuts here and overreacting, is this the year that Darnold maybe doesn't live up to his third overall status, but cements himself, you know, I don't know, back end of the top 10 or top 12 in the NFL?
I mean, I think you could be Baker Mayfield.
Wow.
I mean, they both kind of went through the same thing, you know, injuries and changing teams. And I think he learned a lot in San Francisco last year, ironically, just carved up the 49ers, 97-yard touchdown throw to Justin Jefferson, you know, just a stick right into the carotid artery of the 49ers and the throw to Jalen Naylor for a touchdown. I mean, he played really, really well. But I think he got around a good organization in San Francisco. He saw what stability was all about. He saw what good coaching is all about. He's getting that from Kevin O'Connell. He's getting that from a defense led by Brian Flores. He's got a lot of parts there in Minnesota to kind of do a rebound the way we saw Baker do it and the way Baker's continuing to do it in Tampa right now.
You know, Baldy, I know I'm old school. I hated that decision last night from Sirianni throwing the football there. What'd you think?
Me too.
I mean, what are you doing? What a doofus! Why risk throwing that damn football when only bad can come of it? I know it should be caught 99 out of 100 times. How could you throw the football in that spot?
Look, the enemy for Atlanta is the clock. Period. Like, if they run the ball, regardless of what happens on the run, they could just, if they took a knee, They took 40 seconds off the clock. Kirk Cousins starts that drive at the 30 with 55 seconds to go. Now, the first throw on the drive is a stick route to Kyle Pitts. Like, it's in the middle of the field. The clock is running. The second throw was to Darnell Mooney in the honeycomb hole, and he didn't get out of bounds. And so, like, you can't run the same drive that he ran if you only have 55 seconds. It's got to change. And I just think I just think there's a place for just what you call old school football. Hardball's 2-0 in Los Angeles by punting, kicking field goals, playing field position. I just think the hell with the analytics. Just win the football game right there.
Well, catch the ball. You would have.
Well, yeah, but all they have to do is run.
Look, I mean, Saquon feels terrible. I mean, he's a great receiver. We know it. And he feels terrible today. But still, when I'm talking to the TV watching it last night, I'm going, you got to run it here. I mean, that's what the analyst is doing. All the situations. What's the best situation? In real time, the best situation to me last night was to run Saquon. And who knows? With that offense line, maybe he runs for the first down. But at the very least, you're taking a minimum of 40 seconds off the
clock.
Yeah,
and even if he doesn't get the first down, then you just do the tush push, and you get the first down, and you go for it on fourth down. It makes no sense. You know what I think it is, Baldy, overall, and we do appreciate your time. It's a lack of discipline by coaches in today's NFL. They can't settle for three. They've got to go for the touchdown. You can't settle for just running the clock down as much as you possibly can and either kicking the field goal or turning the ball over and letting them drive the entire field. Can't settle for that. They got to go for the kill now, where it was too much. A stupid play to me. Just stupid.
Look, you can call it lack of discipline. I just think they basically cover themselves by saying, well, this is what the analytics say. ESPN's putting it up there. Oh, you got to go for it. You know, Joe Buck, you got to go for it. It's a dark green. I mean, sometimes, that's their out. Their out is, well, the analytics say go for it. Throw it. You know, but, no. The analytics, hell with the analytics. Go play, make good, smart football decisions to win the game. And I'm not playing Tuesday morning quarterback with Nick Sirianni. But I'm in real time, I'm saying you have to run it here. The clock is the enemy of the Falcons. They just make it difficult as possible for Kirk Cousins to go 70 yards with a touchdown.
Baldy, yes or no. Jets win?
Yes. Thursday night, New England home opener? Absolutely.
Yes or no. Giants win?
Cleveland, oof. They're going to see the best defense they've seen so far.
Uh-oh.
The offense has to step up.
Sounds like a no, but we'll let others translate.
Thank you, Baldy. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. You bet, man.
Nice, buddy. Take
care. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day. Be delicious.
Yeah, I mean, throw Baldy in the booth and just get rid of that clown Kelsey. Put him in there.
You think Baldy's got the moves that Kelsey has, though?
I think he's maybe a little stronger.
Yeah.
Right? I'll take
Baldy in a fight.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.